Let's now take a closer look at the teapot in the case. While it is well crafted, it is a piece that would be found in the household of a middling or wealthy family. The teapot is engraved with the former owner's initials NMB and comes from the workshop of Benjamin Pittman, a maker in Providence, Rhode Island. It was an important fashionable item to have in a household as it was used in the social ritual of tea-taking. This teapot was one of the well-crafted objects displayed on a tea table that was perhaps made out of gleaming mahogany. Its importance meant that it may have been a treasured heirloom handed down in the family. It took care and expertise to keep it shining and presentable. And this beautiful, but not extraordinary teapot, has connections to people and places far beyond the borders of the city of Newport. Although silver pieces like this teapot were shaped by hands in the New England colonies, the silver itself was mined by indigenous laborers in what is now Mexico and Peru. A silver mine in eastern Cordillera of the Bolivian Andes, named Potosi by the Spanish, produced 20% of the world's silver between the years 1545 and 1810. Before large deposits of silver were located in the United States in the mid-19th century, silver in what is now New England came from England via the Spanish colonies, and the silver was often in some other form, coins, a porringer, a plate, and then melted down to be made into something else. So these pieces here began as silver ore in a mine that was harvested by indigenous laborers who were often enslaved, transplanted across the Atlantic Ocean to Europe, refined into silver objects for use in middling to upper class homes, and transported west across the Atlantic Ocean to the British colonies, and then refashioned into something else by free and enslaved artisans for use by Newporters and other colonists. Silver, then, like many of the beautiful, expertly crafted objects in the museum, has a complicated history full of many stories. Some of these stories are dark and ugly and reveal the worst sort of human exploitation, and some of these stories show the triumph of skill despite adversity and the ability for people to leave their mark through objects we hold, use, live with, and admire every day.